Right, welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I'm your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, give me a follow over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. So, obviously, I'm not the only one in the world that does autograph signings. There are plenty of other vendors out there to work with. There's some really good ones, and there are some not so good ones to work with. So, when you see a signing that's happening with another vendor outside of myself, what are some tips that I can share with you to make that experience go as positive as possible for you? There's a couple things that we're going to talk about here today. All right, first off, the first thing I would do if I was reaching out to another vendor about an autograph signing is the first thing I would do is just have a conversation with him. Call him up, ask him about the signing, when the due dates are, all that kind of stuff. Ask them how they like to have stuff labeled. You know, basically just have a little conversation with them to make sure that, number one, they're a real human being. Number two, they have some way of contacting them, whether it's email, phone number, and they actually either pick up the phone or they answer the emails. You have some sort of way of communicating with them. Okay, you've already opened up the lines of communication. And you're doing that for a couple different reasons. Number one, hey, you want to make sure there's going to be someone on the other end that's going to receive your item. Okay, you're not just blindly sending it in to someone. And second off, you want to open up some communication in case you've got an issue or something that needs to change along the path of getting this item signed. Okay, there's nothing worse than sending it off to someone and having them just go cold on you. Okay, ignoring you. We don't want to see that happen. All right, so just open up that lines of communication. It would be the first thing I would do. And just make sure you feel comfortable sending them your item. Maybe you don't send them, one of your more expensive items right off the bat. Maybe you send them something that, hey, listen, if something happens to it, it's not a big deal. It's a $2 card. But again, I would just make sure that you feel comfortable, trust your gut, and always follow your instincts there. Second thing I would do is when sending your item to whoever it is that you are is using a signature required maybe on the first shipment or two. Not to say you don't trust this other person out there, but just give yourself the ability to sleep at night that, hey, listen, Joe Blow is going to have to sign for this item. And that way you know 100% it got there and that there's no problems and that your tracking says it's there. So you know that this item has been received by this individual. All right, and the next thing I would do, and this is probably one of the most important things, is to pay with a way that allows you to get out of the situation should things go south. I cannot tell you how many customers have come to me saying, well, I was going to work with so-and-so, but they wanted me to pay like via Venmo or PayPal friends and family. And it was just a really weird and awkward situation. I didn't really feel comfortable paying that way. And I totally get that. I would not feel comfortable paying that way. So just make sure that when you go to pay for your autograph, that you're paying with a way that allows you to, if you need to do a chargeback, you never got your item in 6 months or whatever's going on, that you've got a way to do that. So that means paying with your debit card, your credit card, PayPal goods and services, okay? Not friends and family. You got to pay goods and services. So you just want to cover your butt. There's a off chance that something bad happens. But again, all you want to do is control what you can control. And that's one of the things that you can control is how you pay. You want to make sure that you give yourself an out should this guy ghost you and go south and you never hear from the guy again, all right? At least you can get your money back. You're out the item. No big deal, but you've got, whatever you paid for that autograph. Never pay via check unless it's something that you absolutely trust. I can't believe people actually do that still. I talk to other dealers, too, that take mail order. And that's the only way they get paid is via check or Venmo. And I'm like, geez, like, how do you get people to trust you? Like, that just seems crazy. Why would anybody ever agree to pay you? Like, I mean, how do you get new customers when that's the only method you take? I don't get it. I would not feel comfortable with it. So that's why when you go to my website, you can pay a million different ways, PayPal and credit card, debit card, however you want to pay. I don't even take checks. I don't take money orders. I don't want to jack with it. It's not worth the hassle of trying to take a picture of it and put it on get it into the bank. It's just way too complicated. Ain't nobody got time for that anymore. So, but those would be the three things that I would make sure that I would do. Is again, we'll have a conversation ahead of time. Make sure you send your item with signature required and make sure that you pay with a way that will get you out of any issues that arise. So hopefully this helps you when dealing with other vendors. Again, there are some really good ones out there. You know, don't be shy to use other people. There's some really good ones, but there are some really bad ones out there. They suck. Some people I will never work with again. My gosh, they overly make this thing complicated. Oh my gosh, it's just like are you in business still? Like, what is wrong with you? You've been doing this 10 years and you ship me back baseballs without a plastic bag around there. What the hell's wrong with you? Like, that's like the most basic thing. So anyway, that's my 15-second rant there. Again, don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at powersautographs, and I will see you on the next episode.